And so it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, "I'll go into my wife into the chamber," but her father would not suffer him to go in. Her father said, "I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her." Well, Samson didn't like this, of course. Notice what he does. Samson said concerning them, "Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure." And Samson went, caught 300 foxes, took firebrands, turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. What he really did was he tied two foxes together by the tails and then put on the end of that a firebrand. These two foxes would really take out, and they would scatter that firebrand everywhere. And what happened? When he'd set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burn up both the shocks and the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, "Who hath done this?" They answered, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to her companion." The Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, "Though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I'll cease." And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And notice why he did it. This is personal. This hasn't anything to do with him being the judge of Israel, delivering them. He's just avenging himself. And notice in verse 11, at the end of the verse, what he says, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them." That is his philosophy. He just avenged himself personally. And we're told now he's really got the Philistines riled up, and they're looking for him. In verse 14, "When he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became his flax that was burnt with fire. He let his own brethren bind him," by the way, to protect his own people. And then he just broke that as if it were nothing. We're told in verse 15, he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it, and he slew 1,000 men therewith. Now again, you see the strength of this man. It's not his own strength. He could never have done it in his own power, of course. But again, he's beginning to deliver Israel. And if he'd only kept that before him, but he's not keeping it before him.